this is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z. We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus.
Right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDia.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz. That means we have his memory. We have his insight. We have his perspective. And yours truly for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively in stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV.
Well, welcome, friends. Welcome to The Pulse. And what you just saw was a teaser of a brand new show coming to ODX.TV. It's also coming to YouTube, actually, in the fall. But to get the extended, the raw, the uncut version, you have to be a member at ODX.TV. We'll tell you a little bit more about what ODX.TV is. If this is your first time joining us and you're like, I'm not sure what that is, hang tight. We'll explain it in just a few moments. My name is Shay Wilbur. I am currently sitting in Pastor Troy's seat because Pastor Troy has taken some much needed time to rest, to recuperate, to write some books, to hear from the Lord. And I'm really excited because he has a fresh word from the Lord that he's going to be bringing when he returns home from this trip. But right now we're holding down the fort on The Pulse, and I'm so glad that you guys have joined us today for the 53rd episode. It's going to be a great show. We're talking all about identity. Identity is something that the devil is after. Society is after. Society is trying to dictate who our kids should be, what our kids should be. And you know what? We are saying no to the plans of the enemy, and we are saying yes to who God says that we are. And to talk with us today about supernatural identity, in just a few moments, we have our good friend Larry Ragland in the house. He is awesome, guys. He's been on the show before. He's a great friend of Pastor Troy. So he's going to be joining us in just a few moments. And he is a bold voice in the kingdom. And you know we love bold voices. Pastor Troy is a bold voice. He's inspired all of us to be the same. And so when we meet people that are you know, our tribe, we're like, we got to have you on again. So Larry Ragland's going to be joining us in just a few. So you are in for a great show. In the meantime, let's welcome the crew that's holding it down here. Rebecca and Chris, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're doing good. It's a great day.
I'm excited for today.
I'm excited to hear Larry. We haven't had him in a while.
Yes.
And I'm excited for him to dive deep in identity because I believe it's something, like you said, something very important, especially with our children and our young adults and our youth. And I believe that's something that is just, we need to speak out and loud and clear.
Yeah, and I saw Destiny Image actually dropped his interview with Troy on YouTube.
Really? I saw
it. I think it's yesterday.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like looking at all the different things. And yeah, so that was actually
good timing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was planned that way. Like we made, you know, Tina.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Tina called us and was like,
we
hey,
planned it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
totally
amazing.
Planned. But we're so excited to have him. And he's also got a new book he's going to be probably talking a little bit about. But I'm just excited. You know, identity is such an important thing for us to be talking about because there are so many outside voices in this day and age trying to say who we are, what we are, trying to dictate to our kids who to be and how to act and put them, you know, in boxes or all. I mean, there's just so many voices. And so as parents and as adults, like we have to constantly take a stand and hold that front line for our families. And so I'm just so glad that we're going to be talking about it. It's one of my favorite subjects to dive deep into. So it's going to be a great show. Rebecca, who is joining us? I heard that we have someone in Seattle.
Somewhere in the North Pacific
Ocean. North Pacific Ocean.
We have Pastor Troy is watching us from who knows where, unknown areas. What is that how you say it?
Undisclosed location.
We won't say, I do not know where he's at, and I'm happy. But Pastor Troy, thank you so much for joining us. We have Canada in the house. We have Mary. We have Rhonda Johnson. We got Priscilla. We have Diana Foster. We have Aaron Ash. There is a lot still chiming in, but I want to give some shout outs to our ODX family. We have Georgette Thompson. We got Susan Kerr. We got Chris Bizantz right there. There you are.
Oh, hey, Chris.
We got Terry L. We got Sherry Morgan in house. We have Melissa Trujillo from Colorado. We have Mona Friendsman. Probably saying that wrong. Sorry, Mona. Debbie Smith. So thank you so much, everybody that's watching. We want to thank you for partnering with us. When you partner, when you join us, when you watch, you are helping us save children, and this is how you get in the fight. We also don't want to remind every single person watching online, don't forget to like, don't forget to share. I do believe that when you like and you share and you repost something, there might be someone on the other side of the screen or on TV or that needed to watch this a couple of days long along the this week and might need this word of identity, and you are making a difference. Also, we want to remind everybody that is watching, all our family, and like Shay said, if this is your first time, we want to encourage you to call our prayer call center. I said that backwards, but our prayer center. There is people ready to pray for you. I love our team. I meet ladies all the time. They are interceding, they're fasting, they're praying. They are amazing. We've had testimonies at midnight. We've heard so many things. And you know what? There's someone waiting for you on that other line. You could call 877-413-0888. So please call us anytime during the show, anytime after the show. This is for every single one. And you know what? There is someone with you. Okay. So that is,
I got to say, our call center is also like real people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, so like, and honestly, they take their job like really very seriously. Yes. Like I've had to pick up, we also kind of get our mail over that way. And I have to go over there and they're just like praying down like the house.
No, yeah. I love those ladies. Like, they're powerhouse.
They really are. And they're trained. Again, this is people who care. We always say like, this isn't some call center, like in another country somewhere. These are people in our house. They are trained and they literally their job and their heart, their ministry is to stand with you in prayer. So no matter what you're going through, maybe like Rebecca said, what you see on the show, what you hear us talk about resonates with you, or maybe you feel like, hey, I need someone to stand in prayer with me and believe for a family member. Don't hesitate to call that number on the screen, 877-413-0888. And we would love to pray with you.
And speaking of people that are standing with us, we want to give a special shout out to our brand new lifetime partners, Patty, Kim, and Journey, all from the great country of Texas.
Oh, that's our lifetime ODX.TV lifetime partners.
Forever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just last week. And then we also had a number of stage one, 25 folks did that.
Wow.
And then last week, we also got three stage two partners, Darlene, Celia, and Donna. And then also another stage three, James from Missouri. So that, thank you guys so much for partnering with us. You're making a difference all over the world, helping us rescue and raise kids.
Amen.
From state, I almost said state to state, but that would have been wrong.
But it's literally all over the world. Yeah. All over the world. And joining ODX.TV, if you're sitting there wondering, hey, like who, what is this? What is this ODX.TV? That is our online platform. It's basically our on-demand platform where you can access all of our content anytime that you want. And if you join us as a stage two or stage three partner, there's different benefits, different perks to those memberships. But on our end, the reason that we charge a small fee is because that fee helps us rescue more kids all across the globe. So just think of it as, hey, I'm helping, I'm sowing into a ministry that rescues kids. I'm helping enable them to do that. But in addition to that, I'm getting access to all this content. If you're a stage three partner, you'll get access to our conferences, to a bunch of Troy's appearances. You also get these like special, Pastor Troy is always recording special messages just for our stage three. It's kind of like the inside scoop, his inner circle, within our group here, within our tribe, as we call them. So do not hesitate. And that show that you saw a preview of, The Counter, is going to be coming to YouTube in the fall, but to get the extended uncut version, which is like, just to give you an idea, the show itself will be like 28 minutes. The uncut version is an hour long. And we've been going through, I've been like in the edit for the past 2 weeks. And man, you're going to want to see the uncut version. Some of the stuff they talk about, angels, demons, encounters with the supernatural world and what they learned from it and how they took authority. I mean, guys, this show is going to be so insane. So this is a perfect time to join us as an ODX partner.
And if you're calling today, 877-413-0888 to join, we got some special things for you. For your gift of $5,000, again, just like Shay said, it helps us raise and rescue kids all over the world. We have a lifetime membership to ODX we want to give to you if you're going to partner with us. Also, if you give $1,000 today, we have four tickets to the New Beginnings Conference. That's also one of the perks of joining ODX and Stage 3 for a year. Also, for $365, we have a book and two tickets to 2026 New Beginnings Conference, which, little teaser here, we just saw some stuff on that, which is going to be super amazing.
So awesome.
And they also get Stage 2 for a year for $365. And for $50, you get a book and or a study guide and or a prayer card. All great things. We got people waiting for you, but we need you to call during the show, 877-413-0888.
Yeah, you guys. And as he said, you know, you're helping us partner to, you're partnering with us to rescue kids. And I'm so excited because top of the list today in our ministry update, we have a brand new rescue. And yes, where's our little cheer?
Yeah, we need the cheer.
We're so excited. Listen, we always say it, like the work never stops. Pastor Troy, yeah, he might be taking a little bit of a sabbatical, but the work doesn't stop. We are still rescuing kids. Authorities are still bringing us kids all over the world. And what's really cool is this one is in Costa Rica, which is where it all started. You've probably heard Pastor Troy talk about his story and how he first got started in rescuing kids. And it was really at a food bank that we had in Costa Rica. And a woman, I'm going to shorten it, but a woman essentially saw him at the food bank and came up and said, hey, do you want these two kids? And she said to him, you know, you can make a movie. And he was horrified and immediately said, how much? And I think as he tells it, it was like $60 to get these two girls. That was in Costa Rica years ago, now probably over 20 years ago. And that's where it all started. So to be back there, we have a team that is there right now. Pastor Swanami and some others are there right now. And she just sent me an update this morning on it. So they rescued the girl on Friday, and literally they are in the process right now of taking her from the authorities to get to a shelter. Wow. So what happens is a lot of times the kids come and they go to the authorities and they have to check them out. They have to do all of the things that they need to do to take care of that side of things, because we're not just rescuing them and saying, okay, bye, hope you have fun, you know,
living your life.
Yeah, no, we're going after the people who did this to them, and we're working actively with authorities to do that. So we just got her from the authorities and we're in process of taking her to a shelter. So I can't wait to see pictures. I can't wait to hear updates. I can't wait to like know her name and so that we can all be praying for her. So right now, I just want to encourage you to say a word of prayer for her. And for those that are waiting to be rescued, that the Lord still is working to bring us, guys. And this is the work that we do. We do the media, we do all this podcast, everything, so we can rescue more kids. And there's a few different ways that you can give. Let's just roll through those on the screen. You can give via snail mail. You can call the number on your screen. And you can also go to a website that you'll see here in just a moment. So if you want to get involved, guys, there's so many different ways that you can get involved. Don't hesitate to do it and help us rescue more kids, just like this little girl we rescued this week in Costa Rica.
And we'll talk about this in just a little bit later on. If you're into hunting, you can book a trip, you can book a hunt and save a child.
Yeah.
And this particular one is a bear hunt.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. And again, what's so cool is like all these things that we do, whether you're like actively sowing into us rescuing a kid or you're going on a bear hunt, all that money that we raise is helping to go towards rescuing kids. Amen. So everything we do in this house, this is our focus. And if you're like, who are these people? This is who we are. We rescue, we raise kids all over the world, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. So
amazing.
Let's dive in to our interview today. I'm so excited. Is Pastor Larry ready? All right, awesome. Well, Pastor Larry Ragland is a bold voice for identity and kingdom purpose. He's a pastor. He's the author of I See Greatness in You and the host of The Big Picture. For 30 plus years, he's led Solid Rock Church in Alabama and raised up leaders around the world. To learn more about him, you can go to LarryRagland.com. You guys, help me welcome Pastor Larry Ragland to the house. What's up, Pastor?
What's up, everybody? Man, I'm just sitting here shouting y'all down. This is amazing what y'all do. It's incredible.
Oh, well, we are so happy that you've joined us. You are part of our tribe, as we say, as Pastor Troy says. So we're just so happy that you're here, and we're excited to hear the download and the supernatural wisdom and insight that you have today.
Well, I'm honored to be here, truly. I am an ODX partner, been a partner for a while, so I'm a supporter of what you guys do, but more than anything, I love your pastor. He is, man, what a voice he is. He quickly has become one of my closest friends, and yeah, I actually texted him somewhere floating in the ocean somewhere. He wouldn't tell me where he was either, but he just said, I'm out here somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. And I said, okay, well, enjoy your time. I'm going to be on your show tomorrow.
Yeah, he is. But he's having a lot of fun, and I think from what I've heard, he's finished his most recent book that he's been writing and hopefully working on the next one. So we'll see. You never know what he's going to come back with. Like, that's the fun thing with Pastor.
Absolutely.
You never know what to expect. And so,
hey, and he's out there, he's out there in that dark sky, and he's looking up at stars who knows what kind of downloads he's getting out there, y'all. You know how he is when he looks at stars.
Oh yeah. We know. We've been to the star parties for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
So Pastor, I'm so, you know, society, we live in a day and age right now where society is so trying to dictate who we are, our identity. There's pressure from all sides. And in the midst of all that, you felt it on your heart to write this book, I See Greatness in You. So talk to me about really what inspired you to write that in the first place.
Okay. Well, in a moment, I'll take you back to the Garden of Eden. I'll tell you why identity is so, so important. Wow. It's actually got a whole chapter in the book that I just finished this week. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, cool.
But, and I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But the reason the book is called I See Greatness in You, and the reason this topic is so dear to my heart is because I was raised in an extremely abusive home. My father, he physically beat me, put me in the emergency room several times as a young boy. But more than anything, just mentally destroyed me. I came from probably as dysfunction as you can come from. And so most of my life as a young boy, I was told that I was a failure. I was going to be a bum. I was going to be nothing in life. And but long before I ever really was serving God, and long before I ever really studied the Word of God to understand the power of words, I lived it. And it really did create my identity by those words. And it caused me to spiral in many different directions. And I cover that in the book. And I don't know how far you want to go, how deep you want to go into it, why it's called I See Greatness in You. But, you know, if you're watching online right now and you were raised in an abusive home and you were raised in a very verbally damaging home, then you understand what I'm talking about, because it doesn't really matter, quite frankly, what you think of yourself. When those words penetrate you, they do create an image that you have of yourself. And so it's very difficult to get over that, and it will carry over into your adult life. And being pastor here of the same church for 30 years, I have counseled many, many people over the years that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that are still dealing with their identity things that happened to them and said to them when they were just a young child. So I am a firm believer that it is probably the number one thing. I'm going to show you in just a minute why I believe this. I believe this is the number one attack of the enemy across the board, period. There's nothing even close. He knows that if he can attack and destroy your identity in God and your identity in what God created you to be, then literally anything else he wants to do to you, he can do to you.
Wow. And that makes sense. When you look at what's happening around us and how much the enemy is trying to attack identity at every age, it makes sense why. And I'm really excited to just kind of let you go and share.
Okay.
But I want to ask really quick, because you said, you know, you spoke about your past and what was dictated over you. And I'm sure it's a long process of breaking free, but I just think about how many people are watching that have maybe had a similar upbringing and they feel still bound by that. And how have you been able to break free from that real oppression that was sewn into you, that was put on you from a young age that you didn't have a say in?
Okay, I got good news and bad news for the people that are watching. The bad news is you can't break it. The good news is you can't break it, because that's God. Only God can break that curse that's over you. Mm-hmm. So there's this lie, and you go into a bookstore and you can find these self-help sections and you can read all these books on how you can remedy the problem yourself. You can't do it. You cannot truly change your identity. Now you can work on your personality, you can work on your talents, you can work on things, but you cannot change your identity on your own without the help of God. Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line. And you got to get that in your spirit. But the good news is, with God, all things are possible and you can be changed. So, you know, because of my father and what he did to me in my life, one of the stories that I talk about in I See Greatness in You is just a monumental moment in my life. We call it the double barrel moment. And the double barrel moment is when I was 10 years old. And one of the many times that my mother and father were physically fighting, verbally fighting, and my mother was threatening to leave. And she never would, because if you know battered wife syndrome, you know, they can't break free with that most of the time. And she was that typical case. But I was 10 years old, and she had told me to get in the car that we were leaving that night. And my dad left. And this is the power of a narcissist. This is the power of a controlling spirit. he left the room and he came back in and he had a double barrel 12 gauge shotgun.
Wow.
And he literally walked right over to me. I'm, like I said, I'm 10 years old. My brother's 5 years old, standing next to me, and he loaded the shells in both those barrels and closed it, pulled both levers back, and put my fingers on the trigger and stuck the barrels in his mouth. And you know, I'm 10 years old, and he grabs my hand and puts it on the trigger and starts screaming at me, blow my brains out, blow my brains out, kill me now, kill me now. And I'm just screaming, Dad, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I love you. I love you. He goes, let me tell you something, boy, it's time for you to be a man, because here's the reality. You're never going to be anything. You don't have the guts to do anything. You'll never be a man. And if you get in that car with your mother and you leave with your mother, then I guess what? I'm going to do it myself. So you might as well be a man and pull the trigger and do it yourself, because either way, when you get in that car with your mother and I do it to myself, you're going to live the rest of your life knowing that you're the reason I did it. It's your fault.
Wow.
And so it just, I mean, to this day, I'm almost 60 years old and I still can barely tell that without getting emotion. Because as I'm telling you, I can see myself standing there as that little 10-year-old boy and looking at my father with this shotgun in his mouth, knowing that if I flinch at all, then I got to live with that the rest of my life. And that was, these are the kind of things in my life that I went through. And that's just one of many things that I went through that he put me through. And look, here's the reality. It's difficult for people to accept this, but I had to learn the hard way. If God does not step in your identity issue, you will become the very thing you hate the most. It is the power of identity and the power of spiritual DNA being passed down, not just physical DNA. And it creates an image in you through the power of life and death. That's what Jesus is talking about. The power of life and death is in your tongue. And it's not just about, you know, whether you're going to be blessed or not. It's the power of the life and death in other people's mouth that has influence in your life. When someone has a permission to speak in your life or an authority into your life, it's not just about that the power of life and death is in your tongue. It's the power of life and death that's in their tongue as well. And they will create an identity inside of you that only God can break that off, and you'll become that. And that's exactly what happened to me. As I went through my life and struggles of searching for who I am, I didn't realize that, and I say this all the time, the reason I think that 10-year-old episode with that double barrel shotgun impacted me so much is I look back on it now, and I feel like something just came in me. I feel like a darkness changed me at that moment as this young boy. And subconsciously, I didn't even realize it. I began to be him, the very man that I hated with all my guts. I began to be him. So I started learning how to be a liar, a master liar, a master manipulator. I mean, I was just all through high school. I had all kinds of secrets and I had all kinds of things that was going on in my family, but nobody knew it. I was popular. I was the jock. I was the captain of the football team. I mean, I had the girls. I mean, everything that you would think, I had this great life, but it was all fake. It was all a fraud. None of it was real. And it's because I had learned from the master, this man who was my father. And through that power of him shaping my identity to live a lie, I actually lied my way and manipulated my way into this beautiful little blonde girl named Sandy's life. And I had convinced her that I was the man that her mother and father had prayed all her life that she would have this man of God. And I was going to church. I was going through the motions. I was mimicking the way my father had always been, pretending to be something that he wasn't. She fell in love with me, said she would marry me. And she graduated high school. She'd been out of high school for just 4 months, and I'd been out for a couple of years, and we're getting ready to get married, and lo and behold, right before we got married, I got arrested, and the truth came out, and every single thing that I had ever promoted myself to be to her, she realized was a complete lie and a fraud. And when I was standing before the judge there at 20 years old, she was 18. She had just turned 18 right out of high school. I was 20. I realized at that moment, y'all, I stood there, I'm getting emotional now, all these years later, I stood there and that judge looked at me and said, what in the world were you thinking, man? What were you doing? Why did you do this? And I just didn't know what to say. But I literally stood right there at age 20 and heard the words of my father speak inside of me. And I heard him say, you're never going to be anything. You're never going to have anything. You're a failure. And I stood right there. And in my mind, I said, well, he was right. He was right. The one shot that I had at anything good in my life is standing out there waiting on me right now. And now it's over. So I walked out there and I met her standing in front of the courthouse in my little hometown. And I looked at Sandy and I said, Sandy, I want you to keep the ring and I want you to turn around and I want you to walk away. And I want you to find somebody that deserves you, because everything you believed about me is an absolute fraud. It is not real. You know it's a lie. The man you thought you loved doesn't exist, and I'm going to destroy your life. And so I'll never speak evil of you. I'll never speak bad of you. I need you to find somebody that you deserve. And that little 18-year-old girl grabbed my hand and said, looked me right in the face and said, Larry, I'm not going to leave you. You hear me? I'm not going to leave you. And I said, why would you stay with somebody like me? Because now you know the truth. And she literally looked at me and said, because when I look into your eyes, I see greatness in you. And that's why it's called I See Greatness in You. It changed my life. I dropped to my knees right there in the front of that courthouse. And I said, what did you say? She said, Larry, I see it. It's in there. You can't see it. Wow. Why can't I tell this? I cry.
We're all crying over here too. So you're not the only one.
She said, take my hand. I mean, it's 18-year-old girl said, take my hand. Let's go. It's going to be okay. God's going to help you see it. God's going to help you see what I see. Let's go. And we walked away that night, and those words in one moment, because God used her to say those words, shifted my identity. And within a matter of weeks, I was serving God. We got married, and we got married in May. By August, we were youth pastors. just a few months later, we planted our first church, and we've been in ministry ever since. And so I tell everybody that I know I was blessed to have Sandy in my life. Not everybody has a Sandy.
Yeah.
So God told me to write the book to be your Sandy. So the book is your Sandy. So the book is to unlock the DNA of greatness that is in everyone. Listen closely. That cannot ever be discovered by yourself. I don't care who you are, how confident you are in God, how long you've been saved. There is a part of you that you cannot pull out of yourself. Because if you do that, that's what becomes pride. You've then made it yourself. There is a part of your identity that God designed when he looked at Adam in the garden and said, it is not good for man to be alone. That was not just that he wanted him to have a spouse to procreate with. It was that it is his design to have a part of our identity that will be established, and the enemy can use it as well to destroy by the words of someone else.
That's so good. I love how you mentioned the Garden of Eden in there. You want to expand a little bit on that? You said you had a whole chapter in your book about it. Obviously, identity theft happened to you when you were 10 on the other end of a shotgun. But there has been an identity crisis from the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the latest book that I got coming out with Destiny Image called The Final Flood, and it's based on Matthew 24 when Jesus said, as in the days of Noah. And a lot of people wrote books about that. A lot of people talked about that. But several years ago, God began to show me, giving me some downloads that what the book is about is that you can't be the Noah generation without a generation of Noahs. So this is a deep dive into the generation of Noahs, which is what's going to rise up in the days of Noah. But I take everybody back to the Garden of Eden, where, of course, it all began, and walked them all the way through the Genesis 6 narrative and so forth. But here's the thing that a lot of people miss. That people fact check me on this. When they hear this, they think I've misread the scriptures, and I say, fact check me, okay? I'm asking you. Here's your homework assignment. Prove me wrong. So here's the reality. We all know the story when Eve is talking to the serpent. It's known by just probably 90% of human beings, whether they've been in church or not, that she has this conversation with this serpent, and she eats of this fruit. And some, even a fewer, but some people know that Adam was there, and she turned and gave him to her husband, and he did eat. But here's the thing that I used to always ask God as a young minister. I'd say, where, how did the devil know he had Eve? Where was the moment that he knew, I got her. I got her now. It's where was it? Well, for so many years, I thought it was, okay, he knows the word better than we know the word. So he can twist the word, and he can twist it in such a way, and he can hear it when somebody quotes it wrong. And a lot of times you quote it wrong, there's a doorway there. So when she said, when he said, what did God say about this tree? He said that we could not eat of it nor touch it, for in the day that we touch or eat of it, we shall surely die. And I always said that's where he got her, because he knew that God never said you couldn't touch it. In fact, he implied that you were supposed to touch it. You're supposed to tend it. You're supposed to take care of it. In fact, I submit to you, it was the first tithe ever, because it was God's tree. You had to take care of God's tree. You had to work it, but you couldn't eat of it because you'd rob God if you did. But all that being said, I digress. But he says that, and I always thought that was it. But y'all, here's the thing, and y'all, having Pastor Troy Brewer as your pastor, I'm sure y'all know this. There's no way that y'all don't know this. But here's the reality. Here's where he really knew he had her. She was not even alive when he said it. She didn't even exist. Listen, she did not hear the words of God. It was only to Adam. You go back and read the scripture. The Bible says, and he said unto Adam, you can eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat of, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Next verse. And Adam named all the animals of the garden. Next verse. And God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Next verse. And God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep and pulled a rib out of him and created Eve. She didn't hear it. She was not there. The entire narrative of the conversation between the woman and the serpent was secondhand knowledge. It was supposed to have been a conversation for the man to be having, but the original sin, y'all, here we go. The original sin was gender confusion and gender swapping. Eve became the man and Adam became the woman. She became the dominant version. She saw herself as the dominant voice. She theologically was in discussion about the word of God. She became the spiritual head of the relationship, and Adam became the weaker and the lesser vessel and stood silently behind her while this conversation was going on that she had no authority to even speak in, but she took on the identity of a man, and Adam took on the identity of a woman. And that was when he realized he had her. He knew that she did not even exist when the command from God was given about that tree, and that she had taken an identity that did not belong to her. And he looked over to see if the man was going to man up and protect his woman. And he realized he had lost his identity as a man. So I submit to you on this show about identity that the original open door to the enemy to come in and bring sin into this world was identity confusion.
That is so strong. Like, I've never heard it talked about like that. And I feel like everyone needs to hear that. Because that is what, you know, I think sometimes we get under this pretense of like what we see today with all the LGBTQ community and everything, gender, like it's a new thing. Like the attack on the identity is a new thing. And man, when you put it like that, that really the first sin was a matter of identity. That like seriously just blew my mind. That really,
and look, I know people in the live chat right now are going, well, I know that's not in the Bible. Go read the Bible. Mm-hmm. There's your homework assignment. Go check me. Wow. I wouldn't say that on Troy Brewer's show of all shows. Trust me, if I couldn't back it up. Okay. Because if he's watching somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, it's in there, Pastor. I know you already knew that.
That, man, that is so strong. So listen, Pastor Larry, we are just getting started. We're going to head behind the veil and we're going to dive into a bunch more. And we're going to take some questions for you. We've had a bunch of them already come up. And I want to continue to unpack this identity thing, because I just feel the Lord as you're speaking. I feel the Lord. I think you have such authority and boldness because of your story and because of how the Lord has really used you as an example of true identity and how to take on that true identity in the Lord. So I'm just so excited to continue unpacking this with you. But before we go behind the veil, we just have a couple housework things. What do we call like house?
Is that
the
right word?
Housekeeping. That's the thing. I was like, it was one of those things. Housekeeping things. Yeah, you got it. Can you tell that I'm not the greatest at housekeeping? Sorry.
I know my identity as a wife,
but I'm just not.
That was a good
one. I'm the best at the
you
housekeeping things. Yeah. Okay, Chris, take it away with the housekeeping. Before we go behind the veil, go ahead.
You guys, we're having a lot of fun with you guys in chat. We're anxious to get back to Pastor Larry, as well as answering a lot of the questions that you have in just a few minutes. But you know why we exist. We exist to rescue and raise kids from sex trafficking all over the world, and we need your help to do that. So we actually have a couple of ways for you to do that we talked about at the top of the show, but we have a very special thing coming up, and that is the Bear Hunt. Book a hunt, save a child. And you can get more information by sending Pastor Jerry an email. But we also have this cool video we want to show you from Pastor Troy and Pastor Jerry. Take a look.
Hey guys, do you like to hunt? Do you like to fish? I would love for you to come here, Northern Manitoba, Canada, with me and Pastor Jerry and a whole bunch of other friends. When I say a whole bunch, actually just a couple, a handful, for a very exclusive Troy Brewer Ministries event as I take you bear hunting and fishing on this incredible lake. Pastor Jerry, what kind of fish do we have out here?
Man, there's pike, there's walleye, and lake trout, and they're monsters.
I'll tell you guys, it's the best fishing anywhere I've ever been in my entire life. I'd love for you to come out here with us. We're going to have some special sessions. If there's not any clouds, we'll have a star party. It's going to be a life-changing week for you. So guys, we only have a couple of seats available, so come out and join us. Guys, for more information, find us at 877-413-0888. It is a North Canadian bear hunt exclusive to Troy Brewer Ministries.
I know there's somebody out there right now that cannot wait to have a bear rug in their living room. Every wife in the world, after a ring and a couple of kids in a house, they want a bear rug. I'm almost positive. Or a man cave, whatever.
I think the bear rug can go in the man cave.
Okay, fair enough. Oh my goodness. But if you want to go on a bear hunt with Pastor Troy and Pastor Jerry, it's really easy to do. You can call the number 877-413-0888. Or you can also send an email to Pastor Jerry, jerry.sellers@odx.tv. It's up there on the screen. Now, I will tell you, we're only taking a few, and there's only 4 spots left. So if you're serious about going, now's the time to call that number on your screen or shoot Pastor Jerry a email. Do you like how you shoot on hunt? Yeah, dad jokes for days.
Dad jokes, yeah. Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, listen, we're just getting started with Pastor Larry. Rebecca, what are we going to get into behind the veil?
So I'm so excited because we have rapid fire questions just for Pastor Larry. We have about 10 to 12 questions that people have been typing and are so encouraged by today's title. And we just want to encourage anyone that is watching that does not yet or is not yet an ODX member, please sign up. Please help us rescue more children. Help us do more rescue homes. Help us. We don't just help them one time. I love what we do. We don't just help them one time. We help them until they're in college and for the rest of their life. And I just love the heart of behind that, what we do. So please go to odx.tv and let's partner together. And we want to encourage you to be a stage 2 or stage 3 partner.
Yeah. And perfect timing, because if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook, the feed ends here. But if you jump on over to odx.tv, we're going to continue diving in, as Rebecca said, rapid fire questions, guys. And I mean, listen, we just rescued a 12-year-old girl. I think we said she was 17. It might have been 17. It was a 12-year-old girl the week before. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like this is the nature of what we do. We are rescuing so many kids. It's 12-year-old the week before, a 17-year-old this past week, guys. But when you become a partner on ODX.TV, you're helping us do that. And every time we say yes to someone, that's $1,200 a month minimum that we are saying, that we are committing to until they don't need it anymore. Literally, we don't say until you're 16 or until you're 18. Mm-hmm. We partner with them for life, whatever they need. So please join ODX.TV, not just so that you can watch the rest of the show as we're about to dive into it, more things, but so that you can help us rescue more kids, guys. So again, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, the feed is going to end here, and we'll be right back here tomorrow at the same time, 1 p.m. Central Time, for another episode of The Pulse, guys. But if you're watching on ODX, stay right where you are. We will be right back with you after this short commercial break with Pastor Larry Ragland.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.